and welcome to Mayhem May, and it really is mayhem. We have AP tests and IB tests and people who are studying right now as we're trying to record.
Hey, I'm here. I'm just half paying attention.
She's here, but she has an AP physics test. You got to forgive her for that one.
I suppose. There's much presence in silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, right off the bat. Silence pun.
That was so bad. Okay, so we're talking about TBF, or Teen
The Rochester Book Teen Festival. Book Festival.
And the people who are talking about it are me, Zio.
I'm Meg.
I'm Pirate.
I'm Silence.
She's very silent today.
Yeah, great.
It was dramatic pause.
It was
in the silence.
Yeah.
You build silence, and then you get the silence. It's this whole thing. I worked it out.
Whatever you say. All right. So Teen Book Festival is where authors come to Rochester and...
To Nazareth College,
and
by the way.
Teens get to meet them and get their
Or volunteer with them
and get their book signed and meet the authors
and... listen to them give presentations and stuff.
Very cool. Workshops and some panels and stuff like that.
I've never been.
I went last year.
You've never been?
I've never been. Zio. I just heard about it for the first time last year, and that's when you guys were talking about how great a time you had.
All right, well, you're coming this year.
I don't think I have time.
You are coming. I don't care if you have time. You are coming anyways.
I don't think I have time.
Too bad.
I went 2 years ago, and then last year I volunteered, which was lots of fun. And then Pirate and I are volunteering again.
Woo! Last year Rachel Hawkins came, and she's one of my favorite authors. And I had an advanced reader's copy of Demon Glass, her second book, and she called it the baby book and signed it. I was like, oh, great. It's not a baby book.
All right, so what authors? Are we going to talk about the authors that are going to be there?
So first of all, what is TBF? We just explained that. Okay, good. We're done with that point.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm slow today. I'm sorry.
She has a list of points.
So
I do.
Well,
I didn't have enough coffee. I'm sorry.
Since we're volunteering, would you like to go over what authors we have first and then list the others?
We probably should go in order and then mention which ones we've read and which ones.
Alphabetical order, starting now.
That was...
No more accents.
That was...
I think we already learned from Zio that
we got
silence is fire.
I thought we got banned from accents.
You can't fire silence.
I just fired silence.
I'll rule the world.
Constantly talking.
What is this? This is not... We cannot have silence. I fired silence, remember? Okay, fine. You're hired again. Carry on.
Thank you.
All right, anyway.
So the first one is Laurie Hulse Anderson.
I've read her.
I love
books.
She's such a good author.
Her books are... The Catalyst, Speak, Winter Girls, and The Impossible Knife of Memory.
She wrote a bunch more, too, right?
Yeah, I think they list the most popular ones or something. Like
Speak was one of the best books I've ever read.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So good. And Winter Girls, I almost started crying. It was really scary, but really good. And
she
scary
writes,
in a really good way.
You know, like books that kind of keep you on the edge of your seat.
But they're realistic, which makes it even cooler.
Yeah.
It's like, this could happen to anyone.
And her lines are always... Like, through the room, out the hall, into another hall, and, like, out the building, because she's just, like, everybody wants her. I mean, I would hate to be her. I feel like she should have, like, a stamp with her, like, sign thing on it.
Just a stamp.
There you go.
Just copy from Wikipedia.
Next one is the guy I'm volunteering with, which is Jay Asher.
And Silence has not read any of his books yet.
Okay, I have been either choosing between staying up and reading a book or getting more than 3 hours of sleep.
That's true.
So forgive me if I chose more than 3 hours of sleep.
And don't forget, it's also she has to study for all of her crazy IB exams, too.
So whoever invented those had
She's
a very
an
bad
overachieving
idea.
Student.
She should be like me, who has,
like, maybe 2 Regences this year, and that's, like, it.
I have 0.
Well,
0 Regences.
You have all the AP tests. So.
I have 3 AP tests, and then...
J. Asher.
All right.
Feels like a little jingle. Huh. But I can't sing, so sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote The Future of Us and 13 Reasons Why.
I love The Future of Us. It's an awesome book.
All of his books are just way too good for their own good. It's not even okay how good they are. Like, if you haven't read them, go read them right now, because they're awesome.
I can't. I have to finish these.
Finally.
Okay, Jonathan Oxier?
Zio, go, even though you're fighting.
Oxier.
That works.
He wrote The Night Gardener and Peter Nimble and His Fantastic Eyes.
I think the Peter Nimble one was
a little creepy.
Do I have fantastic eyes, Zio?
You had fantastic eyes
you waited
Saturday
too long.
Night.
Aw, thanks.
They went to the prom, by the way.
Yeah, she was my date. One of my two dates.
I refused to dance with
Nintendo
her.
64.
You danced with me just on the slow song.
That was too weird. Okay, next person.
Yeah, that was too weird.
Great. Paolo Bacigalupi. I'm really sorry.
Which one?
Right there.
Paolo Bacigalupi.
You're fine.
I like mine better. He wrote Shipbreaker, The Drowned Cities, Zombie Baseball Beatdown.
Zombie Baseball Beatdown? I don't even want to know.
That sounds really interesting.
On to the next person. I'm okay, a little disturbed.
I want to do it.
Oh, and she's not coming. Are you serious?
Leigh
Bardugo.
She
wrote Siege and Storm and Shadow and Bone in the opposite the other direction.
Oh, apparently, there's a late scheduling conflict, so she can't go.
That is really unfortunate because she's such a good author. I read both of her books in one sitting.
I can't go to TBF.
So,
yes, I'm not the only
Charles Benoit,
I think.
Who reads? He wrote Cold Calls, Fall From Grace, and You.
I read You a while ago. I didn't read You as in Silence. Did you read me? You as in the book.
I used to have stuff written on my hands.
The book titled You.
There's a lot of stuff in the silence.
Can you tell people when TBF is?
Oh, guys, we didn't.
This coming Saturday.
It was going to be at the end.
May 17th. Awesome.
Okay. From 8 till 5, I think.
Yes.
And by the way,
I'll be a Boy
you
Scout
is written
camp.
Second person. It's really weird, but you should read.
Oh, is he the one that took that bet? The bet, the worst book in the world bet.
Which is a teenage YA second person noir fic.
Okay, so Saturday 8 to 5 at Nazareth College, you can come see Pirate and I.
Yay!
Of course, if you know what we look like. But that's going to be fun. We'll be wearing a volunteer shirt.
I have a purple and rainbow striped hair, by the way. And I'm going to wear gigantic glasses that are so big I have to carry them with, like, I don't know.
We'll probably be eating ice cream.
You just described yourself as a hipster. I don't think we can be friends
but
anymore.
Come find us. It'll be fun. And if you guess right, we'll tell you. And if you guess wrong, they'll look at you like you're insane. Okay, next person.
Like you're insane.
We got a lot to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Brochers.
Share, something like that.
The Here and Now and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, I've read those!
I read the first book. I didn't read those.
Oh, I loved those! They were good. That was a good series.
The Pants or The Sisterhood?
The Pants were fun to read. The Sisterhood was okay, too.
Okay, next one. Why can't they have easy names like
Cecil Castellucci?
What was
Cecil
that?
Castellucci?
Yep.
Awesome. All right.
I know how to pronounce it one.
Tin Star, The Year of the Beast, and The Queen of Cool.
I feel like I've read
That's
something.
That's you, Zio.
Thank you, Silence. I mean, like, I have to be the queen because the rest of you guys are just princesses. But it's okay.
I don't want to be a princess.
And I'm a senior, so technically I'm the queen.
No. You're all my princesses. You're all my daughters.
This is going to end up being, like, a fist fight here.
Okay, so while they're fist fighting it out, we're going to keep going. Joelle Charbonneau?
I think they're all from they have two
The Testing series.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good series.
I've heard of it, but never read it.
Okay.
Next one.
Alexandra Coots.
Something like that. Tumble and Fall. I've heard of it, haven't read it. Seems good.
What's wrong?
That was my line.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm excited for the next one.
Okay, you can do this one because she is volunteering for her.
Yeah. Her name is Gina D'Amico, and she's the coolest person ever. And she wrote the Croak series, which would be Croak, Scorch, and then Rogue. Oh my gosh, they were so good.
I have a question.
So good.
You guys have mentioned that you're volunteering for authors. What exactly does a volunteer do?
We show them to their room, into the eating room, lunchroom.
The dining room.
Dining room. That's a good spot. And we basically make sure that people don't swarm them. And
we're like the cops.
So you're like a mix of a bodyguard and a guide dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the cutest guide dog there is.
I'm just a piratey guide.
It's lots of fun. It's lots of fun because you only have to stay for one of them, and then you can go visit other people, too.
And you get free pizza, and you get to have breakfast with the author.
Oh, free pizza. That's enough for me to be sold.
There's breakfast with the author, and you get to talk to them, and it's super cool. And
there's something
else. You get to choose the author?
Yeah.
You get to choose what author you want to work for.
Sort of. Like, they take into account what you want, but, I mean, those who have volunteered before, they get precedence and... Yeah. Or if you just
first
don't care,
first.
I'm just like, hey, I'll do any of them. Ta-da!
And she gets to volunteer with Jay Asher, which, honestly, he was my second choice. Coolest guy ever, I'm pretty sure.
I can't wait. Except there's this awkward moment where it's like, hey, I haven't read any of your books. How are you?
I will send you a spark note.
Spark note it.
Yeah, spark note. I will give you a synopsis on the way there.
Okay, back on topic. Simone Eccles?
Eccles? I don't know.
Eccles? Awesome name, by the way.
Eccles.
Perfect Chemistry Series, Wild Cards, and How to Ruin My Teenage Life.
Taking the IB program.
We'll add living there. Has anyone read that stuff?
No.
All right, so go read that.
I have to read the chemistry series since I'm majoring in chemistry.
Lisa Greenwald.
Yay for easy names.
Welcome to Dog Beach, My Summer of Pink and Green, and Real Life Starring Us, but real is spelled R-E-E-L.
I'm guessing it has to do with movies.
They're recording stuff, maybe, and it stars them. And
it should definitely be a podcast, like ours. Except ours is cooler because we're cooler. Ha ha.
Easy one. Ellen Hopkins.
Yay, easy.
Got it. Take that. Stupid, complicated names. Burned, Smoke, Crank Trilogy,
oh, I've read some
Perfect,
of these.
And Tilt.
They I've heard they're really good, but a lot of them are like verse novels.
They're incredibly dark. I read Burned, and I really like it. I'm going to read Smoke. It's going to happen. But the books that she writes, they are verse novels, so on poems, and they are incredibly, incredibly dark.
Okay, next one
is... We already talked about her. It's A.S. King. She's there every year, pretty much. We don't need to talk about her again. We've already heard about her books.
Can you just read the books? I can't remember which are hers.
Reality Boy, Ask the Passengers, The Dust of 100 Dogs, and Everybody Sees the Ants.
I haven't read any of those.
I tried reading Reality Boy.
I've read Reality Boy and Everybody Sees the Ants, and I should read Dust of 100 Dogs because it's about pirates.
Okay. Next one is Aletheia
Contis.
Aletheia Contis. Yes.
I know someone who is volunteering with
the Woodcutter series.
Name butchering.
I'm sorry.
No,
we're trying.
We do our best. We're like Cub Scouts. We do our best.
E. Lockhart.
Easy name.
We Were Liars. Ruby Oliver series and The Disreputable History of Frankie Landau Banks.
Do you guys think E. Lockhart, her dad might have been G. Lockhart?
Harry Potter.
Did she actually write those books, or did she just obliviate the authors?
Interesting.
I wonder if she gets comments like that.
Did I completely miss that reference?
Yes, you did.
Harry Potter. Gilderoy Lockhart.
Oh, okay. I never heard him referred to as G. Lockhart.
Good job.
All right,
next author.
Alex that was my first London, thought, and then you said it.
Guardian and Proxy.
Never heard of him.
Alex London.
No.
What?
No.
Okay.
I've only read anything by Jack London.
Michelle Madeau. Secret Diamond Sisters. Mm. Oh, we were echoing. Echo in the silence. Woo.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it to annoy you. Lauren Miracle. The Infinite Moment of Us, Flower Power Series, Internet Girl Series.
If you combine
Flower Power sounds a lot like Powerpuff Girls.
I was just about to say that.
Guys. I'm sorry, no offense, but her last name is Miracle, and she wrote a bunch of really girly-sounding books.
And her last name is spelled M-Y-R-A-C-L-E. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you think she is a miracle?
So we're thinking it's girly. And then G. Neary, Chess Rumble, Ghetto Cowboy, and Yummy, The Last Days of a Southside Shorty.
Okay, so we had girly, and now we have gangster.
She looks kind of gangster. No offense. Nancy Olin, Beauty, and Thorn Abbey.
Both of which sound interesting. I'm going to guess they have something to do with fairy tales.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Mary Rutkowski, The Shadow Society, and The Winner's Curse.
Rutkowski, I think?
Yeah.
And then Tess like your name. Sharp.
What?
Far From You.
Is she sharp?
Tess Sharp. And then Neil Shusterman. Unwind Dystology. Star Shards Chronicles. And Skinjacker Trilogy.
I don't know if this is actually listed on there, but he also wrote Everlost and the other book. I've only read Everlost. Oh. I can't talk.
None of us can.
I read Everlost in 7th grade for a book club, and it was pretty good.
What book club are you in 7th grade?
The book club.
Why wasn't I invited?
Because the first rule of book club is you don't talk about book
club. I thought that was teacher fight club.
Alright, we're almost done. Ready?
Well, Andrew Smith.
Yay, easy name.
Grasshopper Jungle, The Marbury Lens, and Winger. Wait, is there something you'd like to say to me?
Nothing. Wait, can I see the name of that last book again?
No, I'm hurt.
Please?
It's Winger.
Is it Ringer or is it Winger?
Winger.
Not right. Ringer.
Mm-mm. Ringer
was a good
reading
book. That book. It was so creepy.
That was the most interesting book ever. Who wrote that?
I don't remember.
Andrew Smith. Winger.
No. Ringer.
No. Ringer. Oh, Ringer. Different book. Okay.
That's what
Megan
King thinks.
Spooner, These Broken Stars, and the Skylark Trilogy.
Never heard of her.
There seems to be a lot of problems with stars that authors are writing. The Fault in Our Stars, what was that? The Broken Stars or something like that? The Broken Stars. Star Shards Trilogy.
So if you're going to write a book, don't write about stars.
Write about the moon.
Or the
Lunar Chronicles.
Woo!
Okay, Aaron Starmer, The Riverman.
Stars!
And... That's his name. Don't judge him.
What have we been doing this
entire thing? We've been judging people based on their names.
Judging.
I thought we were doing it by book
Judging
titles.
In progress.
Well, I do say never judge a book by its cover.
All right.
But you can judge it by its title.
Good point.
Margaret Stoll, Beautiful Creatures series, Dangerous Creatures, and Icons.
I've read Beautiful Creatures, and I tried reading the second book, but I didn't really like the second book. I don't know why, but I didn't.
It's just one of those
books.
The first one was decent.
The second one was just I couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
Okay, two more. Kristen Terrell, who wrote All Our Yesterdays. Anybody know her?
Nope.
And last one, Mr. TBF himself, Terry Truman. He's been to all the TBF things. So.
Like since the very beginning?
Yeah.
How many TBFs have there been?
I think this is the 9th one.
Whoa, crazy.
All right.
Yeah, so 7 days at the Hot Corner, No Right Turn, Stuck in Neutral, Cruise Control, and Life Happens Next.
Oh, it is the 9th one.
I haven't read any of his books, but what I remember most about him was every year if we raise enough money, the group will do something, like, crazy.
The librarians run it.
Like,
this year they're dressing in steampunk.
Two years ago she wore a prom dress.
Last year was tutus.
Tutus, and Terry Truman wore a tutu. To support them.
All right.
Because they felt bad making them wear tutus. It was really funny.
Because we really wasn't awesome. We're cool.
So, yeah. All
right. So,
TBF this Saturday from 8 to 5 at Nazareth College.
And upcoming is the Mayhem May episode of our May series.
Where we talk about books that reflect mayhem. The mayhem of craziness mayhem. And stuff.
Woo-hoo. Post-apocalyptic. Woo!
Yay!
That's a little jingle.
All right. So, this is the end of the episode, and so, come
Silas and I will be sure to tell you all about TBF in our next TBF episode.
Which will be in 2 episodes from now. Come visit us at our website at careadingsociety.webs.com. And this, anything else? Comments, concerns? Anything from the peanut gallery?
Tips, terrorist threats.
I'd prefer no terrorist threats.
It's not.
Well, Pirate, you have any
tips?
Excuse me, are you implying something?
Not at all.
Okay, so let's say goodbye.
I'm Meg, signing off.
Bye, this is Theo.
Adios from Pirates.
And goodbye from Silence. Now please enjoy more of my silence.